Matt Flynn Direct is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy! Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the
gambler. Welcome back to the second hour. Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. I'm going right to the front lines of history in the making. And go to the second large piece of sausage that's being made in the Congress right now, the fight over lifting the debt ceiling. The infrastructure we talked about in the first hour, now it is the debt ceiling. There is a debt ceiling, and it has been exceeded. Back in August, it was exceeded. Our national debt right now is about in the high 20s, 28, 29 trillion. Donald Trump added almost $8 trillion to that. Republicans voted to load up $8 trillion. Now they don't want to pay for it. Not too long ago, the law was this. If Congress passed an appropriation bill, they impliedly were passing authorization to pay it. Seems reasonable, doesn't it? You vote for the bill. You expend the money, and then you vote to endorse the expenditure of the money. The Republicans jumped in and said, no, we want two votes. So if there's a Republican administration, we'll also vote to raise the debt limit. If there's a Democrat, we won't. And we'll try to use that to beat down Democratic administrations. They're not an American party. They are a clear and present danger to the United States. In any event, on October 18, we run out of cash. Now, you may say, how can the government run out of cash? It can print cash. Yes, it can, but it can't do it without authorization. And so if we can't pay our debts, that means a lot of things. It means that you have to stop payroll, federal payrolls. The armed services won't get checks. Federal employees won't get checks. It also means, by the way, that Social Security checks won't go out. And you'll have an accrued credit. So if it gets cleared up in a couple of weeks, you'll get two checks the next month. But a lot of people vote paycheck by paycheck. A lot of people live paycheck by paycheck. Republicans are playing with fire. Now, what's going on? Moscow Mitch has filibustered any attempt to raise the debt limit. They raised it three times when Trump was president. But now he is vetoing it, really, filibustering it, saying you need 10 Democratic votes, and then they threaten Democratic senators of the primary if they vote for it. And so we only have 50 votes. Well, nobody can want us to stop paying the Army and the Navy and the Air Force. Nobody can want us to stop sending out Social Security checks. This is a game of chicken. And then Moscow Mitch had the audacity to say, he said the Dems are sleepwalking toward a catastrophe, towards default. They must do it on their own. We won't help them. And then if they do it on their own, we'll attack them for raising the debt limit. And if we default and we don't send out paychecks, we'll attack Biden for that. They expect people to believe it. And you know, about 40% of the people will, most of their base will. There's nothing they can do that will turn their base against them, even not giving them Social Security checks. Well, very, very welcome development, very welcome development. Biden said, just in the last day or so, it's probably time to get rid of the filibuster for this particular issue. Why did he have to say that? Because when Moscow Mitch said, well, the Dems are going to have to do it on their own, Schumer and the rest said, well, that's not right, but if we have to, we will. But he said, what happened was Muscat Mitch goes, well, yeah, but we'll filibuster that, so you still need 10 Republicans to do it on your own. You know, enough's enough. Enough is enough. Manchin, Joe Manchin, said it a little differently. He said, we have other tools. Now, one of the tools is the suspension of the filibuster, but another tool is budget reconciliation, which does not require 60 votes. It does not require 10 extra Republican votes. But they are able to hold that up even with a lot of delays and calls for days of debate, just the way they have held up all the ambassadorships and the National Security Agency appointments. And it could go beyond October 18. Go beyond October 18. You know, what is today? October 6. That's 12 days away. And Cruz and Moscow Mitch are going to go, no, we need a couple of weeks to talk about it. To talk about what? Should the Navy get paid? The Army get paid? Air Force get paid? Social Security checks go out? People have paid into Social Security? I think there's some good news, very, very good news in the offing. When you have Manchin saying it and Biden, this isn't Pramila Jayapal saying it. This isn't Ocasio-Cortez saying it. This is Joe Biden and Manchin, and they will take care of business. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for going. What's on your mind today, Dick?
I see a parallel to what's going on with this election that shouldn't have not passed one, that shouldn't even be disputed when Biden won by so much, but we all know it has been. Historically, I was reading something about 1876 when Rutherford Hayes was elected, sort of. And then when they finally sorted things out, we got Jim Crow as a result of it, because they pulled all the federal troops out of the South, and then, you know, Reconstruction collapsed. Well, I see the same thing happening if we don't get some federal stuff on the books and fast with this next election, only something even worse, and I'm not downplaying Jim Crow, but something even worse, the whole system collapses. In other words, we no longer have a democracy, period.
Yeah, that's an excellent analogy. Let me build on that, and it's an excellent insight. In 1876, Rutherford Hayes ran against a guy named Tilden. Tilden was the Democrat. Rutherford Hayes was the Republican. Rutherford Hayes was a colonel at the battle in Antietam and during the Civil War, a real bloody one. That was one of the turning points where the South was beaten back. Lee had come up through Pennsylvania and over into Virginia. You know, we think of the southern states as Mississippi and Alabama, and they are, but there were, Gettysburg was fought in Pennsylvania, you know, Antietam was fought in Maryland. And Rutherford Hayes stood tall as a colonel. Believe it or not, guess what his sergeant's name was? William McKinley. He was also a president later. In any event, Rutherford Hayes ran for president in 1876 after Grant. Grant didn't run again. Tilden beat him. Tilden, the Democrat, beat him. But remember something, this is 1876. The Democrats were seen as the party of the Confederacy, and the Republicans and the Civil War veterans said, no way. So they just flat out maneuvered and made Rutherford Hayes the president. And the South objected, and there was a devil's pact. This is what Dick is referring to, a devil's pact. And that is, we will stop Reconstruction, we'll pull troops out of the South. And as a result, for 100 years, almost 100 years, to the civil rights era of the 1960s, there were lynchings at will, murders at will. What happened is a bunch of good old boys would get together at night and just go into the black part of town and burn houses and murder people. That went on for almost 100 years. 100 years. It was a devil's bargain. The question is, what about right now? What's happening right now is Trump lost big time. He lost bigly. He lost bigly. Okay. He lost by 7 million votes. You know, their people, this is pathetic. Their people go around, they go, well, Trump got 74 million votes. Hey, guess what? Biden got 81 million. It's like going around, you know, say Pittsburgh goes around saying, hey, we got 17 points against the Packers. Oh, really? That's real good. The Packers got 27 guys. Okay. Okay. And Trump got 74 million. Biden got 81 million. And Biden got 306 electoral votes. Trump didn't get Schneider. Did not get Schneider. So, but this lie keeps persisting. So even in this state, Voss appoints Gableman the muscle, hire guerrillas, go around, scare clerks. Scare clerks, giving the lie that somehow there's something wrong in 2020. The Republican Party is sick. It has cancer. It is dying. There are a couple of healthy cells. Those healthy cells are named Cheney, Kinzinger, maybe Mitt Romney sometimes. He's half healthy. That's what's going on. You got to understand that. So yes, democracy is under attack, but we're going to stand tall. We're going to prevail. Why do I say that? Because in 1861, Abraham Lincoln had a lot more problems than we do. And in 1941, Franklin Roosevelt had a lot more problems than we do. We're a great country, and we're going to come out of this. But Trump is the anti-democracy guy, the autocrat, and he has perverted his party. And he's really, he's just an expression of the symptom. He didn't cause it. It's been building up for a long time in the Republican Party. And even their leaders are sucking along. Moscow Mitch, Kevin McCarthy, Lindsey Graham, all these people sucking along. People, the vampire, Cruz, Josh Hawley, people like that. These people cannot continue to be reelected, but they are. We have to continue to fight. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mail.